say about comic book movies?
Okay, so comic book movies. I was thinking, like, back in the 80s and 90s, I'm so hyped about comic book movies. Now, today, for some reason, there's so many comic book movies, and they're ruining them. They are ruining them. They're getting fatigue now. We're getting fatigue. And I, you know, honestly, I'm not interested in the new stuff that's coming out. Like, first of all, the Marvels, not interested at all. I was never interested in the Eternals. I'm not interested in Madame Web at all. I think the last really good comic book movies are the Guardians of the Galaxy. The last good ones. I think they just really, it's just, you're getting tired of it. You know what I mean? You're getting tired of the same old thing.
That was good.
Yeah, Guardians of the Galaxy is really, that's the way you do a movie.
Let me ask you, Mark, did you get to see the Flash movie yet?
Yes, I did.
What do you think?
I enjoyed it.
So you like it?
I enjoyed it.
Brandon and I talked about this on the show.
Mm-hmm.
We were kind of wondering, if you were younger, you know, and not, you, Brandon, and I are all around the same age.
Yeah.
So we kind of know all that stuff, or were that stuff hits us differently than younger people. Do you think that they did something, maybe they went a little too far putting all that stuff, those references in there that younger people may not even get? Because I loved it. I mean, for me, I loved all those references. I thought it was great. Or do you think they did it in such a way that if you don't get it, you can still enjoy the film?
I think you could still enjoy the film, because I think also from being comic book fans, and not just me, but there's a lot of comic book fans that do read about Flash, they read Batman, they read all these stories. They kind of understand, I feel, maybe not real little kids, but I think that teenagers kind of understand the stories in a way. So they know the characters. So maybe.
About Eric Stoltz stuff?
Eric Stoltz?
Yeah, Eric Stoltz, Back to the Future. I mean, I thought it was fun.
Well,
and it was a nice throwback to you and me, and Brandon are all like movie nerds and kind of want to know about the making of movies and stuff like that. But a casual moviegoer who doesn't know anything about that or doesn't care about that, they just want to see the movie. Is that too much for them?
I don't believe it is. I believe it just people who watch, if you're watching Back to the Future, you know it's Michael J. Fox. But it's like thrown in there is some kind of alternate type universe where Eric Stoltz was actually in Back to the Future, and it was true, he was supposed to be in Back to the Future. So I think people actually learn from it that, wow, they have to look it up and go,
I hear you, but you're still talking about people that care about how movies are made or why they're made or what creative decisions are put. What about somebody who's just watching it? You know what I mean? It's like, how many of those people do you think that are just watching it, just casual people, are going to look at it and go, why was that Eric Stoltz joke there? What is that? Do you think they would look that up?
I think they would. I think that some of the people watching it that don't understand or know, like most people watching that movie is going to be like, oh my God, Michael Keaton, Batman, I have to see it. Most people are fans of it. And then some, you know, there's a lot of kids that want to see The Flash, you know what I mean? And I understand that. But then a lot of them are probably not going to get the Eric Stoltz thing and just pass it off, like not really care. But they're going to be very entertained by the movie because, truth of it, it was a very action-packed movie. It was good.
Did you read the comics that it was based on? I don't think that I have.
Flashpoint.
I've read a bunch of Flash books, but I don't think I read that one. Maybe I should go get that and read it.
Well, you can read the Flashpoint comics, or you can watch the Flashpoint cartoon.
Well,
there's a Flashpoint Flashpoint cartoon.
Is it inspired by the Flashpoint books, or is it supposed to be an adaptation of the Flashpoint story?
No. What it is it actually not fully the story behind it. Yes, the story behind it. Yes, is inspired by the Flashpoint books. Absolutely, because these things do happen in the Flashpoint books. Where he goes back and, you know what I mean? I know there's spoilers here, but when he goes back.
Two spoilers. We don't care about that.
We don't. Yeah, so, but when he goes back and he tries to save his mother, yes, that's in the Flashpoint. And then he you got Reverse Flash in there. And, you know, the zone that was, what would they call that? The zone in the middle, the purgatory type zone. And
yes.
I forget what it was called.
Like the Chrono Bowl.
Yes, so like you have all these
or something.
You have all these things that are coming straight out of the Flashpoint book, and then there's other things like, you know, like when he goes in there, he does encounter different paradoxes, you know, of different worlds that all come together. He does. So if you read the comics, you're gonna get a lot of, you're gonna see the inspiration to that movie. So I felt like, and I know a lot of people were kind of like iffy about it, didn't really care for it, but I feel like the movie really, it's in a way of, what do people want? Do they want, I don't know what they want anymore, because they really, when they follow a story, they're not happy. When they don't follow a story and they change things up to make it flashy and crazy for them, they get pissed off too.
Yeah.
So it's like, you're going to try to like appease everybody. You're never going to do it.
Yeah. So what about the upcoming horror, Mark? I mean, Brandon and I were talking about Madam Web on our last show, and I made a comment that I was itching to get back to horror films, because I think we've done like three not horror films in a row. Well, is there any horror movies coming out this year that you're looking at that you're kind of like, that looks interesting? And this is not a horror film, but it could be besides Beetlejuice 2.
Well, yeah, Beetlejuice, I am looking forward to that, but I don't feel that is a horror movie. I feel it's like a comedic style, horror comedy type of thing.
Yeah.
I'm not really looking forward to a lot of the new horror movies that came out. You know, I'm kind of like, you know, I'm just kind of like, it kind of bothers me in a way what's coming up. They're trying to really, what bothers me about the whole thing is, they're constantly trying to shock you, and making it more real and real and real. But whatever happened to the fun of horror? It's not supposed to look incredibly rare. It's supposed to be fun. And I think throughout the years, the practicality, they lost it.
Yeah, I agree. I hear what you're saying.
I did watch a movie lately. Okay, I'm going to compare two movies that I did watch, and I watched Willy's Wonderland, right? So you know what comes out? Five Nights at Freddy's, right?
Yeah.
So it just came out, and I was just watching it the other day on Prime, and I swear Willy's Wonderland is way better than Five Nights at Freddy's. Way better.
See Five Nights at Freddy's. I mean, I've never played the game. I kind of know what it is, but Wonderland was superb.
It was, and basically Willy's Wonderland went back to basically all the animatronics that used to be in these pizza with Chuck E. Cheese and all that, and these places kids used to go. We used to go as kids, and Five Nights at Freddy's is the same thing. So they do the same type of movie. But Five Nights at Freddy's is supposed to be the one that it's based on that video game, where it's supposed to be like the actual one, and Willy's Wonderland is way better.
Wow.
Way better than that movie. It was fun, Willy's Wonderland. It was exciting. This movie just dragged and had no sense. I didn't see Matthew Dillard is in it. Hutchinson, the kid who was in Zathura, the older boy who was in Zathura, what was his name? Hutchinson or something like that, the first name. But it just, you might want to see it for yourself because there's something this Blumhouse did it. There's something not right there because I just felt like, geez, when is this movie going to be over? It just keeps dragging.
That poster you got in the background there, which is a superb poster. Speaking of Blumhouse, you know they want to do Friday the 13th.
You know what? Stop remaking it. You know what I'm saying? Stop remaking the first one. Friday the 13th series when it first came out throughout the 80s is actually my favorite horror series. When they put 2009 in that list, come on,
Really? I can rewatch all the Friday the 13th movies except for that one. There's just something about that one that's just not, it just doesn't feel like it's Friday the 13th to me. I mean, for one thing, Jason's a tunneler in that one. Those are two things he didn't do. But anyway, there's also a Halloween TV show that's supposed to be rebooting Michael Myers. So are we really, really are. And you know what? I think you and I have been talking about this ever since we've known each other. They really can't make anything new anymore. And it's really strange when something new, it's strange and exciting if it's good, if something new slips through, like Willy's Wonderland. But who is the audience for the Halloween TV show? I don't think I'm going to watch it.
I don't feel I'm not going to be interested in it. I'll be honest with you. I'm not interested in watching a Halloween TV show. You know, Halloween wasn't one of my favorite horror franchises. I think Halloween 1 and 2 and 3, I think they're the best.
Yeah, I mean, but you see what I'm saying? I think I haven't seen much about it recently, but I think they're going to do a Friday the 13th TV show also.
Well,
I don't know if Jason will.
I don't know how. I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, let's see. Let's see what happens with that. See what they. I can't say it's going to be bad, you know what I mean? Or it's going to be good.
Yeah.
I just have to find out, but I have more of an interest in the Friday 13th TV show, just like, not like it was when they brought the TV show out, which was really not Friday 13th based on it.
Let me ask you this then. Would you rather they do a Friday 13th TV show if Jason was in it, or would you rather you get a new movie?
You know what? To be honest with you, I just don't think they could do a new movie good. I just feel like they can't.
Because they haven't been able to. I mean, I think if they just make a new movie with Jason in it and put all the stuff we expect in it, maybe change some characters some way, you know, just start there. Start safe with a new one, with another one, and then like one of the directors, I believe the director of Part 6 said, we've never seen Jason in the snow. He'd like to do one with Jason in the snow. Oh, that could be interesting.
Hey, just bring the fun back.
Interesting. I mean, I think with these movies, they just need to make another one and quit trying to worry about continuity and quit trying to worry about all of that stuff. Just make one.
I want to see a Friday 13th movie where Tommy comes back to life and brings Jason down to hell.
I think that.
Come on, man. That's great, right?
I don't know if the time is bad, but it felt like a year ago, maybe 2 years ago, the time was right that you should make another Jason movie with Corey Feldman coming back as Tommy.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he said he would do it, but then you had the lawsuit happen, and I think most of that's getting cleared up now. So I wonder if they could do that. But it seems like that would be a good starting place if they were going to do this in the next couple of years. Make a new one with.
Yeah. Feldman. Oh, that would be awesome.
Tommy Jarvis. Corey Feldman is nuts. Tommy Jarvis is nuts, been driven nuts by his encounters with Jason. Perfect.
I think that there's something that they should explore. I really do, because it'll bring the fun back and interest back to Friday 13th. You know what I mean? Like maybe it'll bring the interest back to the movies if they do that.
Maybe.
Because people want to see familiarity. You know what I mean? They want to see, even fans, big fans, they want to see familiarity, you know?
Yes.
They want to see something come back like
they want to see familiarity, but they want to see something a little bit new with it. If that makes any sense.
It does. It does make sense.
I mean, most all the Friday 13th movies are the same.
Yeah, well,
doesn't bother me.
No, it doesn't.
And, I mean, Jason encountered, like in part 6, when Jason encounters the paintballers. I thought that was a great scene and handled well. And it was fun.
I love when he went to Manhattan.
Oh, Manhattan. And if the studio hadn't slashed their budget, he would have been in Manhattan longer.
I mean, that's great. That bringing him to Manhattan and then putting him up in space.
A lot of people are down on that one, but I think they did a good job on that one.
That was great, putting him in space and all that.
Well, I'd like to thank Mark for coming on and doing this little tidbit special edition, the Half Hour of Power. Turned out Brandon couldn't be here, but that's all right. Thank you, Mark. You got to go check out Mark on the Toys of the Time Gone By. He is the go-to for Motu. Even the turtle Motus, he loves those.
I love them.
Turtle Motu crossovers.
Hey man, some of those are really, really amazing looking. I'm telling you, so amazing.
Some of them are, and they are the best crossovers. Yeah, go check him out. Thanks for being on, Mark, and we'll see you next.
Happy to be on.